Cleopatra suddenly stopped and whirled in Anya's direction with two jeweled daggers in her hands.
What are you?
Anya blinked in shock. In visions, no one should be able to see her, let alone talk to her.
Ha!
Anya stumbled back. The queen's poison-tipped blades had gone for her throat. Cleopatra flinched when the sword appeared out of thin air. Anya gripped the hilt, her knuckles white.
Are you the serpent demon, Hapep? Bringing destruction and chaos to my kingdom?
Cleopatra crept closer to Anya, who backed away.
No. You are the demon goddess Sacmet, bringing war and plague to my lands.
The queen dropped her daggers on the stone floor and unsheathed a sword at her side. Anya recognized a khopesh, shaped like a long, narrow question mark with razor edge on the outside of its curve. It was the weapon of a pharaoh, and Cleopatra held it like she'd killed with it before.
I don't care which priestess of Rome summoned you. If you dare to come for the souls of my children, I will gut you.
Calm down, okay? I haven't come for anybody's...
The queen spun and brought her sword up again.
What evil spell are you casting, huh?
Anya backed around the huge cauldron, glancing from side to side to keep from falling over the railing.
Listen, I'm a harmless archaeologist from Brooklyn. Please don't kill me.
Your vile spells have no power here. Here!
Cleopatra closed the gap quickly. The queen's sword flashed in the firelight, driving Anya backward. She felt the railing hit her back. Anya was bewildered, yet relieved, to find herself underwater rather than flattened on paving stones. Joan's sword had disappeared, and the light above was from the sun, not the flame of the lighthouse. She pushed her sopping hair from her face and spun around in the water. She could see the citadel of Kite Bai about a mile from where she floated. Wispy jet contrails crisscrossed the sky, and a helicopter flew slowly by in the distance. She was back in the 21st century, hopefully close to the time she had been unceremoniously snatched into the past by the sword. Again.
What the hell? Why can't you just put me back where and when you found me?
Anya swam for the nearest fishing boat. Seagulls screeched and swooped overhead.
If you poop in my hair, I'll roast you on a spit.